Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23.
Yeah, we'd like to take some time now. We're going to hear about some various experiences that the youth got to be involved with and to be ministered to and to be a part of serving as well. So we have actually two videos to kick things off for you. The first one is going to be a video testimony about experience with Mild Adventure Camp that the church hosted this summer. And then the second one will be a recap of the mission trips team to Fremont. So we'll start with our video testimony. We'll dim our lights and, enjoy.
Hey, my name is Jed Cease. I'm 11 years old. I go to First Baptist. I have gone to MAC and Vacation Bible School and Sunday School. And I want to talk about how God helps me overcome anxiety. School can always be hard, overwhelming with all of the tests and math and just all of the homework in general. And the new sports I did this past year, was hockey and baseball. I had never done either of those, and I had no skills. I could not skate, I could not throw, I could not hit, I could not catch, and I was really horrible at the beginning, but I got a little better with help from God. It made me begin to worry if I was going to be able to do anything correctly at all during the games, and I began to wonder if I was a use at all to the team, and I just felt really useless. There were big tests and or giant tests, and I would just feel like all of the things we had practiced for those tests and all of the math and Latin were gonna crush me, and I was just gonna fail, just flat. A passage of scripture that got me through these hard times was Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And that says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." I started praying every day, and especially for all of the extremely hard things, I would just ask God to get me through those. No matter how badly I did it, just to get me through, and I began to feel a lot less overwhelmed and just eased off. And even when it was hard, I just didn't feel like it was the end of the world. These prayers were the way I knew that God would come through for me and help me, because in the past, he has always just got me through the difficulties in life. I would encourage all of you to, when you are anxious, go to the Lord in prayer and tell him your problems and remember how he's helped you, and just think about the good things in life and not all of the bad things. And I will leave you with Psalm 91 so you can think about the ways he has helped you. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you shall find refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For He shall command His angels concerning you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I shall deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Sajed, wherever you are out there. It's really really encouraging to be able to hear from the youth and see how God's working in their lives, and really to hear from any of you, see how God's working in all of our lives. We're looking forward to sharing a bit. I was part of the team that went down to the Fremonts, and we were served alongside Pastor Mike and Hannah in the African-American community, the Bibles and Backpacks ministry down there in the Fremont area. And so we have some, my wife Emily has made a video recapping our experience there. They have some testimonies from some of the youth as well as some of the adults that were on the trip, and just a brief video showing you a little bit of what it was like when we went down there to serve this time. So as soon as we're ready, we can go ahead and queue up that video for you. And we do have another testimony coming for you later this morning as well that you can look forward to.
Night was heavy, yeah. Walking slow. Broken heart, nowhere to go. Then a whisper.
My favorite part of the trip was passing out backpacks, and we got to meet a bunch of new people.
And heal my pain. I love you, Jesus. I love you so. I love you, Jesus, forever.
A meaningful part of the trip was when we did Bibles and Backpacks at a park. And I was sitting next to someone, and I didn't really know what to say. I said hi to them, and I started a conversation. And once the conversation was started, we became good friends, and now I can't wait to see her again.
Tears fell hard like summer.
I'm glad I went on this trip because it helped me get comfortable going out of my comfort zone.
I had to have the fruits of the Spirit because there were times that were frustrating. So I had to be patient and have self-control.
Something I really loved about this trip was getting to see Charlotte and Lily. They completely ran a table, and it was so cool to see them with a smile on their faces and serving others and just being really joyful for the Lord. My favorite part was getting to speak to the Afghan children. It's not about us doing good works, but that it's about Jesus Christ and how He is the sacrifice that atones.
When me and Lily were doing sheepcraft, I looked over and I saw my mom and dad with the gospel bracelets. And I saw them teaching kids about Jesus, and that really changed my heart. And I saw God's love at work.
The way that I really saw God working was all the cooperation. There was a lot of chaos as far as like many, many people coming, and yet all the groups from North Carolina, from Mount Shasta, the local folks from our local churches here, all came together beautifully, and I got to speak with a few of them and hear their testimonies. I always love to hear how Jesus came into their life and saved them from their sin, and that's just an awesome thing to hear.
One of my favorite highlights from the trip was being able to reconnect with all the people I met when I went during spring break, and just being able to see Mujda and already having that connection with her, and especially with this one lady named Lenora that was just kept encouraging Addie and I and helping us to just like keep going along even when we were super tired and just didn't want to move backpacks anymore. So it was just really awesome being able to reconnect with the people that I had met during spring break.
I love you so, I love you, Jesus, forevermore.
All right, it was a really, really great trip to be a part of, and I believe if you'd like to hear more about our experience and to talk to some of the people who went on the trip next week with the potluck, during the potluck, we're going to have a sharing opportunity and maybe a little Q&A and that kind of thing. So, well, next I'd like to invite Pastor Brandon is going to do a little children's corner, and at this time we'd also like to invite any of the young children who'd like to come sit up front. So you come on up, and we'll pass it over to Pastor Brandon.
Children, if you want to come to the children's corner, come on up in front. Scoot back a little bit. Maybe sit on the front row of chairs. That's a good spot for you. All right, so we are going to do a little Bible illustration with an object lesson here in a minute. But, oh, we got another guy up here. What are you up to, bud? You can teach from up there. He saw Wesley get up there, now he's ready to go, and his sister too, right? That's okay. He can look from there. Okay, you ready? So let me ask you a question. How many of you have gone to children's church before at church? When I say children are dismissed? To children's church, raise your hand. Okay, when you do that, let me ask you a question. Is it easy to get to your classroom? It's not easy? It's pretty easy, right? How about this? Would it be a little bit harder if I turned off all the lights in the whole building? It'd be a little bit harder, right? A little bit. There's a little light outside. How about this? I'm going to ask one person here. You got to do that? Charlotte, what if I not only turned off the lights, I guess it wouldn't even really matter. What if I blindfolded you? It would be pretty hard, right? Shh. Hold on. Let me call on you. We'll raise your hand. I'll call on you, okay? So Charlotte, I'm talking to Charlotte. Charlotte, what if everybody was absolutely silent and it was dark? And you're blindfolded. Shh, hold on. You might not get anywhere. Would that be difficult? So let me ask you another question. Why would that make things hard? Raise your hand and I'll call on you. Why would that make things hard, Helton? Because you can't see. So is it fair to say we rely on our eyes and our senses a lot? It's fair to say that we like to see what's ahead of us? You think so? Adults, do you agree with that? You like to see kind of what's ahead, right? How many of you go on a trip, you're like, let's just get on the road and drive? Like two of you probably, right? You're like, no, we're going to make a plan. I need to know how far the next gas station is, where I'm going to go to eat. We like to know what's there, get the reviews, right? We like to know. But sometimes we don't get that luxury in life. You know, Bailey's going to show you a jar here. We're gonna do a little object lesson, okay? We're going to start with this clear jar. It's an old pickle jar. We're going to start with this jar, and it's got clear, beautiful water in it. And when Bailey puts the straw inside of it, can everybody go and walk down up and down the aisle? Can you see the straw? Bailey, stir the straw around a little bit. Can you see the straw at work? It's moving the water around. It's really nice for us when we know we can see what's at work going on in our lives. Like, oh, this is happening because someone did this, or we can see that, right? It's very important to us that we see those things. Raise your hand. Have you ever known God to do some kind of work in your life? Anyone? Any adults too? Has God ever done some kind of work in your life? Yeah. Have you seen him do that? Sure. What about the times where you kind of lose your senses, like you lose sight? Not really, but spiritually. Let's say, here's what happens in life. Is life always nice and crystal clear? It's not, right? Sometimes life gets kind of muddy. And when it's muddy, here's what we need to understand, that God is still at work, even when we may not be able to see him. Now, she's got that straw all the way in the oil. It's in there, right? But you can't see it. Sometimes it's a little muddy. Sometimes it's a little murky. These kids have really good eyesight. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see it anymore. So, listen, sit down. Go and sit down. Sit down. See what you're doing? You're having to get really close because you can't see it well. Now, listen, I want you to understand something. We did see it working, didn't we? We saw the straw in this one. So even if life gets a little difficult at times, can we still know that God's at work? Yeah, even if we can't see or don't totally know the answer, we can trust. Just like we saw Jed earlier up on the screen, what did Jed say? He's like, it's hard to go through life with a lot of pressure, but he can pray and trust God will be there, and he'll be there to relieve that pressure. And so that's we're going to read a verse. Bailey's got a Bible verse for you today that we're going to read, and it's one that we have it on our sweatshirts for our church. You ready? Everyone listen.
Okay, it's in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. So even in when we can't see, is God still trustworthy? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Let's pray. Children, let's pray. And then we're going to invite our VBS leader, Lauren, to come up. And we're going to lead and have a song, okay? Let's all pray. Shh. Father, thank you so much for the ways you love us. God, thank you for the way you care for us. Thank you for the way that you work in our lives, in all the ways that we can see you at work. But God, we thank you that not only can you work in our lives in the times we can see you, you work in our lives in the times that we can't see you. So God, when we can't see you or don't know the answer, help us trust you more. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much, children. You can all go back to your parents. Go grab a seat. And that was a great introduction to Mila Wilden's now going to come and share about her experience with VBS and how God's been working with her life. So I'd like to invite Mila to come on up here.
Hi. My name is Mila Wilden. My grandpa gave me a dot-to-dot book. These are very difficult to figure out because they have over 1,000 dots. I know that in the end, there will be a clear, beautiful picture. God showed me that sometimes we just have to find the next dot. And sometimes we just have to pray to find it. That's what I think this represents. I think God's working in me through this. And even if you don't like puzzles or crafts, maybe just think about your next dot. This year at VBS, I learned the Bible pledge, which uses Psalm 119:105. It says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It's a great encouragement that Jesus will help us see the next steps. When I think about life just being one of my dots, I realize that God is in charge of the bigger story, and we get to be a part of it, one dot at a time. So don't be afraid to pray, use God's word, and find the next dot and help others find theirs. Thank you.
What a special time for us to be together as a church family, all together, right, with our kids. Try not to cry. But man, whether it's Jed or Mila or any of the youth here, they're following God just like we are. And we can all learn from each other. We can all encourage each other in the faith. And I had the opportunity to be the speaker for Mild Adventure Camp this year, and their theme verse was Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. So I'm going to use that as our closing for today. I'm going to add on verse 8, too, because it's good. But this will probably sound very familiar. It goes like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him, and he will make your paths straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this morning that we can be together as the church family, from little ones all the way up to ready to go home and see you, Lord. What a special time it is to be together, to worship you, to be in the Word together, to be admonished by testimonies, and to be just singing praises to you. Thank you for this morning, Lord. Help us fix our eyes on you. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting in you all the way. I pray this all in your name. Amen.